There, but you can still, there's a few of them that you can still eat, you know. She eats them. I don't eat them very much, but she's bad after my wife is. And I seen two or three little old dried up in the landing yard she's brung in. She always nearly eats a tomato every meal if she can get it, because she likes them. And we always generally have maters from the time they come in till frost gets them, see.
Not even my kids want them, not want them, my wife will.
What do you call those little ones that don't get any bigger than this?
That's little old tomatoes, and some of them call them bell tomatoes, little bell tomatoes, and the tomatoes, and they do good. They just go wild here. You get them things started, and you don't even have to worry about them. They come up for self and produce themselves if you just work them.
Uh-huh. Is there any difference between bell tomatoes and tomatoes?
Yeah. The bell tomato is long like a, you know, like shape of a bell. It's It's a little long, about... Some of them are, some of them get that long, but
like
they're real small.
Inches.
Yeah, something like that, 1.5 inches or 2 inches. They'd be, you know, they'd be sort of bottleneck, like a bell. They'd be small at where it grows on the stem, then as it gets down, it sort of flares out like, and they call them bell tomatoes. And some of them is real sweet. They have a sweet tomato. I mean, just sort of like got sugar in it, you know, a sweet tomato. And a tomato, it's a little round tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what makes a tomato? Do you know? I tell you what makes a tomato. When it's gone through a human's body, it'll be a tomato if it comes up from a seed from there.
Hmm.
That's what makes tomatoes.
Have you ever heard them call anything else besides
tomato? No, I don't believe I have. Not them little ones like that.
What about outhouse tomatoes? Have you ever heard that?
Well, that's the same thing as a tomato. It's an outhouse. That's what I tell you. See, it goes through there. Then of course you can get the seed and replant them, and they'll be tomatoes from men on or where they fall off.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a bunch of them. They fall off out there, and they'll come up. They'll lay there all winter, and then they come up,
mm-hmm.
and you can reset them, and they'll still be tomatoes. See, once they get started that way. But I never hear them call it outhouse tomato.
And say along with your meat, you might have a baked...
A what?
Something that grows in the ground.
Oh, you mean potatoes?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of potatoes?
Well, they're Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes, the only kind I know here. And they're red potatoes and they're white potatoes, see? They're...
Irish potatoes?
They're Irish potatoes. They're white Irish potatoes, and it grows sort of long. The others goes more or less round. I don't know. They didn't do too good this year because, like I told you, it was too dry on them.
Mm-hmm.
But one year before last, or maybe year before that, I planted just a sack of them, and I had about 5,000 or 6,000 pounds of potatoes. And sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes both.
Mm-hmm.
It'll raise them here if you get just right.
Any other name for sweet potatoes?
Yeah, people call them a lot. Things that I've heard, but I wouldn't want to tell you what it is because it's not nice.
What did they call them?
Well, it's just not nice to say that. To me, it wouldn't be nice to say them things that they call them.
I think I heard someone say nigger toe,
or
nigger, something with the word nigger in it. Was that what you're thinking of? No, I never hear them call that. What about the word yam? Have you ever heard
sweet yams? Well, that's, yeah, they're a whole bunch of different kinds of them, just like they're two different kinds of Irish potato, white potato, and red potato. But on them now, they're Cherokee and they're red yam, yellow yams, and boy, they're just a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's different potatoes than them. They're a whole bunch of different sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, now, to me, the yaller sweet potato, it don't bake good. But the red one, boy, it's a whole lot better. I like them a whole lot better. Now, a lot of people likes the yellow ones a whole lot better. But I like the red ones a whole lot better because, to me, they got a better flavor. And they bake real good if you want to bake them.